Hi, and welcome to the September PodMag, the news audio magazine from the Faculty of Social Sciences at the Open University. I'm Karen Foley, and I'm here in the studio with Harley Jack, and we'd like to tell you all about the Social Sciences Conference that is taking place on the 25th and 26th of September. So, HJ, you and Rachel are managing our social media desk, but before I ask you how all that works, let's talk about the programme.
Well, it's looking fantastic so far, Karen. There's plenty of students at any level to enjoy. I think that sessions like changes in the psychology programme and the new postgraduate modules will be definitely interesting to find out more about.
Yes, and we're also running Q&A sessions, having the library and careers update us on what they can offer in terms of student supports. And later in the PodMag, we'll be hearing about some of the other sessions that are being planned. So tell us how the social media desk and how the conference all works.
Well, there's lots of great sessions with the library, career service, our famous quiz, and some great discussions. The full programme is on the website. But while the sessions are going on, you can use the live chat and let us know your thoughts, comments and questions. Rachel and I will be on the social media desk in the studio to put your thoughts and questions from the live chat and other social media such as Twitter to the studio panels live. The chat is a fantastic way to join in, and it's just like a dialogue, and people have such interesting things to contribute.
Yeah, the chat really is great. And what I love is some of those parallel conversations that go on, and that people are so willing to share ideas and their experiences. So I hope that's given you an idea about what the conference is all about. Do check out the website for the programme to find out more. Now, another person who has been critical to the conference organisation is Alison Kirkbright, and I'm going to ask her all about why the faculty is putting these events on and what people can expect. Right, so Alison Kirkbright, you are the Senior Manager Teaching and Learning, and you're heavily involved in planning the Student Connections Conference. Can you tell our listeners why the faculty are doing this a second time round?
It was such a great success the first time. There was a real buzz in the faculty and with the students and everything, and we just would like it to become a regular feature of one of the things that we offer our students, helping students to connect with the academics, and the academics really love it too.
And we're in the early stages of developing the programme at the moment, but we've got some really exciting slots lined up. Can you tell us what you're most looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to some of the big conversations that will involve sort of several academics debating topics of interest, such as, is public spending a drain on the economy? It will be like our equivalent of question time, I think, and students can contribute to that chat too and, you know, send in their questions. And the Wheel of Ologies, of course. I'm always looking forward to things like that.
And aside from a lot of these discussions, we've also got some great study skills and life skills sessions, things like about setting realistic expectations and upskilling. Can you tell us what you're hoping that students can achieve from attending some of those sessions?
I think that they'll be able to do it in a more relaxed atmosphere. They can take time out of their day and just look at some of these things that maybe they see as peripheral, actually, to their overall studies, but actually just having some of these library skills and how to enhance some of their study skills are really important things and can really sort of help improve their overall results.
Yeah, so taking time out to both reflect on individual studies and also be inspired by what other people are doing in the faculty, I guess, is the main aim of the programme we've lined up so far, isn't it?
No, absolutely. I think it's a really well-balanced programme this year, actually. I'm really excited about it.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, we will look forward to seeing you then at the conference, and thanks for that.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
So between HJ and Alison, I hope this gives you some idea about the events. Now, we mentioned before that we're having some debates and discussions, and I'm going to go and talk to Jonquil Lowe, who is orchestrating the Friday evening discussion. So I'm with Jonquil Lowe from our economics department. Now, Jonquil, you've got a big conversation discussion happening at the conference, which is public spending a drain on the economy or the hallmark of an advanced society? Now, the government have recently had a legislation that says that they want to have a surplus in normal times by 2020. And I wanted to ask you, in your opinion, is the role of government to actually generate a surplus, or is it a better idea for them to be spending enough that can provide everyone with what they need at that time?
Well, I think you can see here the ideology of the Conservative government coming out. While at a household level, yes, it might make a lot of sense to run a surplus. I mean, is that the role of government? The role of government is to bring in the revenues that we need to provide the range of services that we as a society want and feel that we can't provide for ourselves at the individual level.
So I guess your argument is that they should be providing just enough to be enabling the services that we as a society need and not actually generating additional monies that aren't being used for anything sensible.
Well, I think that's right. What they've actually said is that when they move into surplus, well, they hope they're going to move into surplus in 2020, they will then use at least some of that money for tax cuts. Mm. Maybe that's really not the best use. It's debatable whether that would be needed to pay off yet more government debt, because the austerity cuts in the run-up to 2020 will already be bringing that debt down. And, of course, if the economy is growing, which we hope it will continue growing, that also reduces the level of debt as a proportion of what we are producing as a country. So it is very... It almost seems a luxury for the government to have this surplus, but a government is not a household. So really, you know, why would you collect money? You would collect money in order to provide schools and roads and health service, to provide benefits for people who can't do that for themselves. So they're really, this is not an economic question, it's an ideological question. It's what do we as a country want? In what do we want our state to provide?
Mm. And of course, I mean, that's a very, very broad and theoretical question. How have individuals been reacting to that sort of idea that it seems so removed, I guess, from their day-to-day life?
Well, I think more and more people are feeling that economics actually isn't removed from their day-to-day life at all. And especially, you know, when we're seeing... massive cuts on the way for working families. Sorry, I sound like the government there, don't I? Hard-working families. But a lot of the focus of the welfare cuts is now on tax credits, the kind of the top-ups to low pay that people get while they're in work. And the government is saying, well, that's okay because we're bringing in the new living wage. It will be up to industry and employers to pay people what they are losing in benefits. But actually, if you look at the data, the people who are losing the benefits are often very different people from who would benefit from what's essentially an increase in the national minimum wage. So a lot of families are going to find themselves less well off. So this is not some kind of abstract debate. This is very much a debate about people's everyday lives, their everyday financial well-being.
Mm. And what are you expecting that some of the audience at home, when you've got this debate happening at the Student Connections Conference, what are you expecting some of the issues that people might raise might be?
Well, I think there may well be quite a lot of anger at the way austerity is being borne to a large extent by people who perhaps are the least able to bear these kind of cuts. There may be questions about why the government at a time of austerity is doing things like, for example, taking more houses out of the inheritance tax net. I mean, lovely if we can afford it as a country, but surely not the most pressing issue at this particular time.
Mm. So lots of things, I guess, that touch on different people's nerve points in terms of how the government's plans are affecting their pocket at the end of the day.
I think so, and just the general sense of equality and fairness, and this comes back to whether whether public spending is just a burden, or whether it's actually a sign of being a civilized society. You know, that we recognise people who need help and are willing to support them through those times. I mean, sure, get them back into work. That's probably going to be the most solid financial security for most people. But everybody is at risk of, at times, going through periods when events conspire and they can't support themselves. And that surely is when we look to have those government safety nets in place.
Absolutely. And what are you looking forward to most then in terms of participating at the conference?
Oh, well, definitely getting the questions from the students and just interacting with them. I took part in the last conference and it was fantastic. You know, the kind of questions and debate the students came up with were really, really great issues. So looking forward to that very much indeed.
Well, you've certainly got a good question there that I think will get everyone thinking. So thank you very much, Jonquil. Look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you.
So I hope that gives you a flavour about some of the discussions we'll be having. And finally, I'm off to the library. The library sessions are some of the best at these conferences, I think, because they have so much support and resources to offer students. So I'm going to see Helen Clough to find out what they're planning. So Helen, tell me, why are the libraries so keen to be involved with these types of events?
Well, it's a fantastic way of interacting with our students. We don't get the opportunity to do it very often because, of course, our students are distance learners, so they don't come into the building and we can't grab them while they're there. So this is a great way of increasing our visibility and making sure that students are just aware of what a fantastic online library we have.
So I know that these are very early conversations about plans for what you're actually going to do at the Student Connections Conference, but can you tell us about some of the ideas that you've had so far?
Well, we've had initial brainstorm and would really like to get across both the content and the skills. So we'd like to run a couple of sessions, and one focusing on the fantastic range of content that we have and highlighting some key resources for students in the social sciences. And then we're hoping to also cover skills and get an academic to talk about the skills that you can learn from engaging with the online library. And in particular, we've talked a bit about digital identities.
Well, your library sessions are always so cram-packed with information and are so useful, so I'm really looking forward to those. But just to finish with, what one thing do you think that students should take advantage of from the library?
I think the help desk, because we have a 24/7 web chat service, so we are available when students are actually studying. And oftentimes when students phone us, they say, oh, I've been struggling trying to find this particular resource for a couple of hours now. And I just think, oh, if you'd only called the help desk, you know, 10 minutes into your struggle, and we would have been able to help you. So we are there to help. So call the help desk when you need anything from the library.
And how do students find those details?
The contact details are on every web page of the library website.
Okay, so access that from student home, go onto the library section, they can find you from there. Well, that's brilliant, Helen. Thank you so much, and I'm really looking forward to your events at the conference.
Great, thanks, Karen.
Well, that is all we have time for in this episode. Do take a look at the faculty Facebook page and the website, connections.kmi.open.ac.uk, to find out more. And of course, our Twitter handle, at OUSocSci. And I hope to see you at the event on the 25th and 26th of September. That's all for now. See you then.